Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good on it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Happy Friday. I may need some medical advice today. I feel like this is probably a good place to get it.
Would you run your foot over again with a shopping cart?
No.
Did you burn it on a George Foreman grill?
No. No, I've never had a George Foreman grill. Are they good? Are they still making George Foreman grills?
I don't know. They have to.
No.
You know what the thing to have the thing to have now is an air fryer.
Yes, for
you
sure.
You one of those?
Yes, I do.
You do.
We have an air fryer, and our new oven that we got when the kitchen got remodeled has like an air, like a convection setting, so you can turn a fan on and like basically air fry in the oven. It's awesome.
That's what you do?
Yeah. It's really good. So we don't need the portable one anymore. I'm going to put it on Facebook Marketplace.
You know, you can go places now.
Because I want people coming to my house to look at an air fryer that I'm going to sell for $25.
I might want it. Well, don't you owe me for something? If Nate Hackett is not a head coach by September, you owe me. You pay me in an air fryer.
Right. Okay, sounds good.
Is that a good trade?
It's been well cared for.
Well, if it's yours, I know that. Seriously.
Well, that's a nice compliment. It mostly was used by the kids. So,
then it's not such a sure thing.
Right. Yeah, a little buyer beware note on that. But, you know.
No, I guess I'd have to look at it, I guess. That's what I should say. So maybe you guys will have a quick answer to this, or maybe you'll want to think about it. But I think it's worth talking about. Do Bills fans or should Bills fans want Aaron Rodgers to be traded? Yes, no, don't care. What would be like the winning answer? Or should be.
I think no. I think you'd rather not have. Assuming he goes to the AFC, and you know, you don't have to assume that. But you know, what have we heard about Denver, the Raiders? I don't know really. Well, San Francisco, but I mean that's out.
Miami, so, really? Are they on the list?
They're on the odds list.
Okay, well, that's right. So, that's a factor.
Right. So another quarterback of that caliber in the conference you know, I said when this was hot first, like heading into the draft that weekend, the best I can do is say maybe it makes it harder on Mahomes in the AFC West. And that's not nothing, but then, you know, you're still going to have to deal with Aaron Rodgers. Like, if he knocks off Mahomes, then you got to deal with him. And I guess I'd rather deal with him than than Mahomes at this point, but still, it's not any picnic. So I mean, I'm torn on it, maybe you can tell, because I think it'd be super hot if he got traded, and I'm of the opinion that he will get traded, but I don't think if you're, like, really thinking of the Bills' interest solely, that you want him in the AFC.
Okay, yeah, I think that's it. I mean, the Kansas City piece is the one that I'm interested in that makes me think that you could want him traded. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, really, the only way you're going to have to deal with him is in the Super Bowl. The Packers do play the Chiefs. So if he goes to Denver, it's two games against Kansas City. There'd already be one if he's playing for Green Bay. But, you know, difference for tiebreakers. I thought of this when writing today, because I did this exercise, this would you take exercise that you and I do a lot. Would you take these certain records for the Bills? And I didn't have any sort of and I didn't prepare with, like, this is where I want to end up. So I just sort of went through the schedule section by section and then wrote it that way. Wrote it just, you know, going from beginning to end. And the last one I did was I got to 12-5. I want to apologize every time for the fact that it's 17 games, even though I had nothing to do with it. Because I feel like somebody is going, this idiot thinks 12-5 equals 16.
It is an NFL record.
And that's a football record. And why is this guy even there? Yep. So I want to apologize every time for that. 12-5, though, as it happens, that is an actual, you know, NFL record now. And is that good? Well, of course it's good, but would you take that for the Bills? And I'll get to Rodgers in this, okay? Mm-hmm. My instinct is to say, of course.
Yeah.
Is that yours? Like,
yeah.
Of course you would take 12-5. How, what do you think, who do you think you are if you're not?
Right.
Right? So.
Yeah. I mean, it's an excellent record. I think, like, it's an excellent record. Yeah.
Like, of course. So that's my instinct. But as I started, and so I'm writing it and I'm feeling like my answer is going to be yes. And then I got to a different answer because I thought of the Chiefs. I mean, would a Chiefs fan take 12-5? Should they have the same instinct? Should a Kansas City fan have the same instinct and think that's good?
I think maybe, yeah. I think maybe they should. They might not, because they're working on three excellent seasons out of their quarterback and thus their whole team, as it turns out. So you might be tempted to shoot higher, but I almost think any team in that league in any year that has championship aspirations, 12 is a very, like, that is not a, that's not a, oh man, what went wrong record at all in that league. When you consider all the randomness that exists within it, if you win 12 of your 17, oh God, I'm going to throw up in my mouth, games, I think that's excellent. I think you've done a very good job, and you might not get the number one seed because you're only 12-5 and, you know, you're striving for, like, bigger things. But I think in a would you take way, I don't think you're settling. I think you're signing for what I think is an excellent season.
Every team should say yes to that record every time. Is that where you want to be?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I don't care if you're the 2007 Patriots and you didn't lose a regular season game. You get ready for 2008, you know, 12-4 would have been an excellent outcome for that season.
Mm-hmm. Well, here, go ahead, Joe.
I think if I'm Kansas City, I don't sign up for that. Because if I'm Kansas City and I only care about winning the Super Bowl, I mean, what am I trying to accomplish in the regular season?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get the one seed. I'm trying to get the bye, and I'm trying to get home field throughout the playoffs. So, I should feel like I'm Kansas City. I've got the division wrapped up. I'm good.
How are the Bills different? Say the same thing. Just test drive the same point and use the Bills instead of the Chiefs. I'm the favorite in the division.
I think you have to say the same thing. I think if I'm the Bills, I don't take 12-5 because that probably means I'm going to Arrowhead in the playoffs.
Or I'm going somewhere at some point.
Right.
That's exactly why I said no. That's that. I wrote the thing, and I'm like, of course you would take 12-5. And I think it's completely reasonable to be like that. Everything you said about how, like, what team has the right to need more than that? You know, like, so many things can go wrong. If Patrick Mahomes gets hurt in September, they can go 5-12. Like, that's a great season. You are in the playoffs 100% with that record.
Yeah, and if I got to go on the road with Patrick Mahomes, I'm not. I don't think I'm that worried. You know?
Okay, okay. Yeah, so you try it now. Yeah. Use that same point about Allen.
I think the big difference between those two teams is the body of work. You've got more reason to expect what the Chiefs have done and what Mahomes specifically has done to be repeatable than you do Josh Allen. And that's not to say I'm pessimistic about him being able to be at some approximation of the level he was last year, but I think you're lying to yourself if you say you know it. And maybe you're doing the same thing with Mahomes because anything can go wrong, but really, you've watched him be at an MVP level for three straight seasons now, and really, you know, I'm not there yet with Allen. Like, there's no getting around the body of work difference. I've got one season that is the caliber of three for Mahomes, so I still would say 12-5 for Kansas City, regardless of that. But I definitely would say the same for the Bills. I'm not expecting, like, I might want more than that, but would I take 12-5 sitting here on the 14th of May? Absolutely. And the big difference, and really, again, I'm not really differentiating the Chiefs from the Bills. You can if you want, and I think you can make a case for the Chiefs to not sign for 12-5 because of the body of work. I think that they outclass the Bills and Josh Allen in that respect because I've only got 1 year where he's been at that level.
Okay. Mahomes has not had to go on the road for a playoff game yet, by the way, unless you count the Super Bowls. That's right. It. They've had 6 playoff games in 3 years, all at home. They were the one seed every time, right? They were the one seed all 3 years. I think they just maybe set the record by doing that.
Well, it was a big deal 2 years ago because they weren't probably in line to get the one seed, and a bad Dolphins team beat the Patriots.
That's right. That's right. And that the next week, New England was out losing to Tennessee. I think the only thing really, I have to figure out how I want to word this, but I think the only thing about the regular season this year that there is to go get is the one seed. If you get the one seed, obviously the division comes with it. Everything else is much harder. Last year, you got the two, and it just went about as well as it could go. The whole season went about as well as a season can go. And then you got the two seed, which meant you had to play the first week. Okay, the Bills were favored in that game and won it. Then they went to the – were they favored against Baltimore? I think they probably were, but it was close, right? So they go into the second week, and they win that game too. And then now they have to go on the road and play the one team out there that's better than they are, and they do, and they lose. And they lose decisively at that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing. Does 12-5 get you the one seed? Like, the number is so new, I don't even know – I don't have, like, a guess at that. I feel like it's probably not. I guess I do have that guess.
I wonder if there would be somewhere where you can find, like, odds on the probable record for the seeds in the playoffs. Like, it probably is not great, but it's also not, you know, probably much below, like, a 50% chance to be the one seed if you win 12 games.
You think it's
I might guess
50% or what? Like, it's like
I don't think it's less than 50%. Like, if you win 12 games in the NFL, I would bet you have a better than 50% chance of being the one seed.
Okay, I would disagree. I don't know either.
Okay.
I would disagree. Like, you had Green Bay has won 13 the last 2 years. Kansas City won 14 last year. Those New England teams often won 14 games. I feel like somebody will probably do that every year, but not, I mean, not every year. Does 12-4 get the one? It did for the Bills in 93. I know the Bills ones. I don't know. There's also Kansas City's over under is 12.5, by the way. Ours is, I think, 10.5. Mm-hmm. Put Aaron Rodgers on Denver and let's find out how that changes.
Right. We've never really talked about it, so I'm kind of glad you brought this up. Like, starting here with Rodgers, do you want him traded? Because I sort of felt a little bit like, you know, the ultimate glass half full guy when that was my first thought about Rodgers going to Denver. It's like, okay, go give Patrick Mahomes hell, and like maybe best case scenario, they split two games, and that opens the door for me to get the one. But I really didn't – I haven't talked it out or really thought it through much further than that. I don't know how much more there is to do than that, really.
Right.
But, I mean, it's not like I got to write a thesis about it and poll experts, but I think that's something. I still think I would rather just take my chances with Mahomes than not have to deal with Rodgers, too. I mean, there's a scenario where you could have to play both of them. You know, like, what fun is that? You know, like, great, Aaron Rodgers and the Broncos beat out the Chiefs for the one seed. They get a bye. Bad news, the Chiefs are a wild card, and you're playing them in round one. No thanks.
Well, that goes back. That makes – it's a point for the other side. You'd rather not have him traded.
Right, right. That's what I mean. Like, I just made that sound, because that was the first time I actually thought through to the extent that that could mean I play the Chiefs in a wild card game.
One less Super Bowl winning, Hall of Fame bound quarterback to potentially have to deal with in the playoffs if he doesn't get traded.
Right.
Are Denver and the Raiders the same thing? Win total wise, they're not. Denver is 8.5 and Vegas is 7.
I don't feel like the Raiders are anywhere near, I shouldn't say anywhere near, but as fully formed at the skill positions, I think. I mean, they've got a great tight end, the running back's good, but I don't know. Where are we at? Henry Ruggs? I just feel like the Broncos have got a stable of guys that are just waiting for an elite talent at quarterback to unlock them, and they will run races.
Unlock, get it? I agree. Sorry, I was
I think they're fully formed. They're more fully formed everywhere. Like, the offensive line, the Raiders completely took apart this offseason. Defensively, I would put Denver above the Raiders right now, so.
When we first talked about this, I said, if he goes to Denver, look out. If he goes to Vegas, who cares?
Right.
And just, I guess that's what you're saying. You're both saying.
Kinda,
I'm pretty much there still. Yeah.
I mean, the Raiders become a lot more interesting, but I wouldn't have nearly, like, I don't think that they're taking down the Chiefs. I think the Broncos, with Rodgers, could take down the Chiefs.
Okay.
In the division or just in the playoffs or whatever. I don't think the Raiders have got that team.
Playoff team with Rodgers, though. They'd be a team I don't want to play in the wild card.
Vegas.
But, right, I don't think I'm thinking about them in the AFC Championship game or something. As if he's on Denver with that complete roster, I think they could even win that division, and maybe I'm going to Denver for the AFC Championship.
Right. I don't think the Raiders for me, I don't get to a, oh good, the Raiders can make it harder on Kansas City level like I do with Denver. Like right away with Denver, I think, okay, best case scenario, he's a pain in the butt for the Chiefs. I don't think that about the Raiders. I think I wouldn't want to play him either, Joe, like you're saying, but I don't think they're a threat to the Chiefs with Rodgers.
I've got one more Rodgers question for now.
That's it?
For now.
Okay.
We got till 7?
I was going to say,
today?
Ways
is that
to go,
the time? 7?
Yes.
Should I save it? Should the Packers fire their GM if that's what Rodgers needs to return?
I mean, probably. Probably. They
so
probably
bad,
should.
Though. It's so bad, though, right?
I know. I think there's a case to be made. I don't think you want to be a team that's doing that. I just think you look. It just looks really bad, I think, if you do that.
But that's how it goes.
That is how it goes.
I bet it's
right?
happened 100 times in sports, and we don't even know about it. You know, like
mm-hmm.
people
mm-hmm.
with power, coaches, star players.
Certainly with coaches. It's happened. Definitely it's happened with coaches, for sure.
Yeah. I don't know, it may have happened here.
Yeah.
I know. I don't know. I would hate myself for it, but that's maybe the job. Like, you've got to do that. But as Rodgers, like, yeah. I don't know. It sounds so ugly that if really it's either the only thing he needs or the minimum thing he needs, the first thing he needs. If the GM, if that's correct, that he would need the general manager fired. But yeah. Still, like, we kind of know everybody, and on the inside, you know so much more about just how upset he is, and that just fixes it.
Yeah, that's suddenly... such a weird. That is such a weird. Like, it would be a really weird. Like, get inside, put yourself in Aaron Rodgers' shoes for a minute. Like, you say, or you make it known, or whatever. It's reported. Maybe that. Let's assume that's what he really wants. He wants the GM fired, and he'll go back there and be happy and play the rest of his career there. You walk back in the building after they fire him. You're Aaron Rodgers. Does that feel good? I mean, I don't know. Maybe he really hates this man and has no respect for him and would dance on his professional grave. But that's a lot of, that's a lot to carry around. You know, like, I needed that guy fired. I mean, he's put a team together. Yes, Aaron Rodgers is the key figure in it, but they've been to the NFC Championship game. They're good. I don't know.
That's his job. That's right.
I guess you know, all kinds of people are different, and these ultimate alpha competitor dudes, like, I'll probably never understand it, but I just think that would make a lot, like, maybe most people uncomfortable. Like, yeah, I'll keep working there, but you got to fire the boss. Okay, and now I show up back at work and I got to look at everyone in the eye, and, like, I don't know, that seems like a lot to carry around.
I think you've got to do it, though, because if you don't fire him, you're nowhere. Like, you're a 5-6-win team, maybe. And now you've got Devontae Adams saying, I've got to think about whether I want to sign an extension here if Rodgers is not here. So this could be a domino effect. Whereas if you do fire him, right, all you're saying is definitely correct, but next year you're back as a Super Bowl contender.
By the way, thanks to a listener named Anthony who points out Baltimore was the one seed 2 years ago. Kansas City was the two. What they got by New England losing that last game was a bye.
Right.
Okay. And then Baltimore went out to the Titans in their first playoff game, round two.
I went back 10 years, about four, I think it was four or five times that 12-4 was the one seed in the AFC.
In the AFC alone.
In the AFC.
That year, Baltimore won 14 games.
Right. That was not one of those years.
That year, four teams in the league won 13 or more games, three in the NFC, and then the Ravens. All right. Should Bills fans want Aaron Rodgers traded? You don't know where, but we do know that more often than not, the teams talked about are AFC teams. Should we want Aaron Rodgers traded to Denver specifically to bring Kansas City down? Maybe. Should Green Bay fire its general manager? All good questions. If you think you have the answer to any of those questions, give us a call. 803-0550 is the number. I'll give you an idea or a possible reason to expect this year's standings to be more compacted, where maybe there is less chance for there to be that amazing record, right? And you can tell me if this is a good point or not later.
Okay.
All right. Again, except we got to pace ourselves here. 4 hours. Yeah. Mike Dempsey today. Football diehards, right. We will talk Jacksonville, some fantasy in there. Of course, with Mike, he's into that. And so that's coming up next hour. We'd love to hear from some fans. 803-0550 is the number. The Rodgers trade, what it could mean to the AFC. Is the one seed the only thing out there for the Bills to, like, really – I mean, how important is it to focus on that going into the 2021 season? Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, this is WGR.
People did recognize us. We were able to talk to a couple fans, take a few pictures, so it was pretty cool. It was awesome to see how passionate the fans are, you know, having people recognize us at the airport, having people take pictures with us. You know, it's super cool to have such a great fan base, fans who care, and yeah, I'm super excited to be here.
That is Bill's fifth round pick, Tommy Doyle, rookie minicamp this weekend. Time now to get connected.
I saw some pictures.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe it. I believe that there is rookie minicamp. I'm on board with that happening. Time now to get connected with our fans, brought to you by Bond, Schenick, and King, a full-service Buffalo law firm. Another listener, Greg, was there with that Baltimore was the one seed 2 years ago, not Kansas City. You know what record I'm thinking of then? Is it some number? Oh, division titles in a row? No, wouldn't be that. Some number of wins in a row, like 12 or more wins, X number of years in a row, something like that. I thought the Chiefs set some kind of regular season record. I think I know now. I think hosting the AFC Championship 3 years in a row or four. It's four. I'm just going to sit here and say stuff until I get it.
Wait, is it, it's four?
It's four. New England beat them, and then New England. No, wait, that's not right. They lost to New England, and then they had two. It's three. Sorry. Philadelphia, right.
they weren't in the AFC Championship game with Alex Smith,
no.
With Mahomes as the backup, right?
No, they lost.
And so he's played 3 years. He's only played the same number of seasons as Josh Allen. He's been in the league a year longer, but he played one game that first year.
Yeah, it's three in a row at home, and maybe the Eagles did that with Reed. Okay, I'm sorry.
That might be right. They lost in the NFC title game like it was their job.
The Bucs.
Eagles for a little while there, yeah.
Anybody could look this up, and for some reason I'm just not doing that. This listener, Greg, also, he made the Baltimore correction for us, and he said about 12-5 is the Bills' record. He said, I would be okay with it, just okay. Look at us.
I think that's what would you take is. Like, I'm not telling you, like, that's what I want, but, you know, I'm sitting here without having seen anything happen yet other than, players added to all the teams in the league and subtracted. 12-5, would I take that? Sure. You know, would I like to be better? Would I be more excited by better? Yes, but I think it's a perfectly acceptable outcome to the season. It's a very good, it's an excellent outcome, I think, to the season. So I guess maybe I'm not exactly lined up with Greg.
You're a yes.
I'm a yes, yeah. I think you're nuts if you say anything but yes.
Nuts.
Honestly, for any team in any year in that league. I mean, I already said it, like New England coming off 17-0 in the regular season. I mean, I know they lost the Super Bowl. You go into the next year, would you take 12 wins? Yeah. I'm going to be in the running. I'm probably going to win my division. I'll be contending for the number one seed. That's a great season.
The reason I'm a no is I just don't see a difference between 10 and 12. Like those records are the exact same to me. They are. I probably win the division, and I'm hosting a first round playoff game. The teams I need to beat down the road, I'm going to. And if I'm getting about a 50-50 shot at winning the first, at getting the number one seed, which really is what my sights would be on if I'm the Bills, then 12 might get me there, but I think 13, there's a much better chance. Like, that extra win could go miles once you make the playoffs. So that's why I'd be a no.
Last year, the win over Pittsburgh made that difference for them being the two as opposed to the three. Now Pittsburgh lost anyway. And really, that was sort of a strange year that they had. You would have wanted. We all wanted to play them.
I think a big difference between 10 and 12 for me, Joe, is that second playoff game. You know, like I got to be home to play Baltimore the way that shook out. And if I win 10 games, there's probably no way, especially now 10-7, I'm playing at home. I mean, if I win the division, I'm playing home that first week. Great. The second week, probably not, and that's a big difference. Like, if I know going into every year, my worst outcome is I have to go on the road for the championship game, okay. Like, I think I'm signing up for that. That's great. I think I'm in a great spot.
Well, this team's history and a lot of teams' history is probably such that would make a big difference in their chances. I mean, the home team doesn't win all those games. I don't know if they win any more of those games than in a regular season game. Maybe they don't. I mean, the other team's really good, too. But, I just, what do you think of the idea or the point that, like, that is really all that this season comes down to? See, inherent in that is making the Super Bowl is, like, the only good outcome this year.
Right.
And yeah. That's kind of like how you sound, which is it can't really be that severe. your expectations really, you want that, but if your measure of a good season is only winning the entire conference, at least, I mean, that's hard.
That is, yeah.
That's where we're
I
at
mean,
now.
I think that's really tough. I mean, again, like, I think there's, for me anyway, and maybe the difference is subtle, maybe it doesn't even exist, but you know, aspiring to something and, like, you know, signing for, I'll take that outcome, like, sitting here now, I mean, because a lot worse can happen than winning 12 games, you know? And so I think, like, that outcome, it, to me, is satisfactory. I think I've had an excellent year, and, you know, if I keep trying that, eventually either one of two things is going to happen. I'm going to go there and beat them, or someone else is going to beat them before I get to go there. And if I've won 12 games, maybe I'm the two. And somebody else that beats them is coming to me now.
That almost
so
happened.
Right. I just think that's a very satisfactory outcome to me. And I am trying to avoid, I think you know this about me, like, I'm trying to avoid just setting up for, I don't really care what happened from September through
yes.
January because, you know, I want to hit the ground running in the middle of January and the playoffs are all that matters. Like, that's no way to enjoy a football season, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's, you know, baked into this for me too is, you know, something I touched on a little bit last week, which was, you know, their offense kind of went away in the playoffs. I know how hot they finished the regular season, but they were not the offensive team in the playoffs that they were, you know, during the regular season. And so 12 wins to me assumes a certain level of offense that I did not see in the playoff games from them. And I'm confident that's going to return, but I don't think it's a sure thing. You know, I mean, those games happened. I know the opponents were excellent, but they were not the same potent team, and maybe injuries were the big part of that. But I'm not assuming they're just going to pick up where they left off.
I think competition is the biggest part of that. Maybe injuries, yeah. Sometimes weather, like the Baltimore game was a weather game too. But they had 220 yards of offense in the Baltimore game. I mean, that's just really, that might've been their worst game. Well, no, 206 against Kansas City. Really? That's all that was? The first meeting? Still, like, that's a very low number, especially for those guys.
Right.
Let's see. 803-0550 is the number. Mike Dempsey coming up at 4. We have Dennis now. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, guys. I just kind of wanted to back up Bulldog's point a little bit to say, like, you know, if you kind of, like, just look at, say, the NFC, for example, all these years where you have iconic Super Bowl and Hall of Fame quarterbacks with Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson, and even last year Tom Brady. I mean, all of them would have the same aspirations to win the NFC, but, you know, only one of those guys is going to do it. And, you know, they're all going to want to get there, but it's pretty unrealistic to just, I mean, now here we are with 2 years ago, the MVP, Lamar Jackson. You got, you know, Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen and other, I mean, even 2 years ago, Ryan Tannehill in Tennessee, they were in the AFC Championship game. I mean, these are all legit contenders. And I think if the Bills are in the handful of legit AFC contenders, I don't know if you have to say they have to win the conference for it to not be a great year. I mean, all these teams are phenomenal, you know? So it's pretty tough to just limit yourself to that.
Yeah, that's true. This is really not a point I want to make too loudly or too often, but eventually a team that is like a team that doesn't get to the Super Bowl, but they're consistently good, gets fed up with that. and makes moves because you're the team that can't get over the hump, right? You just, you know,
that was the Chiefs when they drafted Mahomes.
That was the Chiefs when they drafted Mahomes. It's still the Ravens. You know, the Ravens did get a playoff win last year, but it's still them. It's almost tougher to make the playoffs and lose than to not make it. When you don't make it, you know, whatever. Like, expectations are just, I'm just saying they're important. And when you go to the AFC Championship game and lose, what are you supposed to be shooting for? So you're right. But the Bills will win 11 games and win the AFC East. And while we will overall have enjoyed that, I think you could have a 2007 Sabres team here where we're just kind of nitpicking a lot at what they're not good enough at. And if Kansas City or even Baltimore or even Cleveland, especially if it's Cleveland, just looks amazing and they're like last year's Bills or last year's Chiefs, then we're going to sound like we're nervous. Right? And yes. You'll be... Yep. At 11, you'll be like the 3 seed or the 4 seed, and it's not going to feel like last year. It's going to feel like you got more work to do, harder work coming up. But I'm not saying any of that's bad. It's just how sports works, you know. Like,
right.
That's what last year's season meant. I tried to make the point a lot last year. I know that this is like awesome and fun, and it's amazing. This is when you go get your Super Bowl right here. When you're scoring 56 points and winning 38-9 and just where you're like unstoppable, this is when you go do that. They changed the format so that the 2 seed had to play the first week, and that's important. It's a really big point to this. All the history of the 1 seed's records and everything like that doesn't have that until last year. And, you know, Mahomes got hurt in the Cleveland game. And I wrote this, their line fell apart to the point where in the Super Bowl they couldn't block at all. If they had to play one more week, that's just going to be that much easier for you to get through.
Yeah.
They or anybody else. The Chiefs or anybody else.
Yeah, expectations really mess with you. I mean, I think they're good to have, like you should have them, but you're setting yourself up, I think, if your expectation is not, you know, if I don't expand on, if I don't build on what I did last year, if I don't win one more game than I won last year, then I don't even care about what happened. I mean, you are disregarding a lot of fun from September through the middle of January or whatever it is, this second week of January, this year with 17 games. And I don't know. That's no way to live. I mean, you just can't, I think, just set yourself up for that. I mean, and that is not, to me, setting low expectations. It's just being realistic about the sport. I mean, there's so much that can derail you, like to frown on a year where you win 12 and lose in the divisional round. I mean, I get it. Like, you're in it to win it, but you were right there. And like, what happened? You know, did a call not go your way? Did somebody drop the ball that shouldn't have dropped the ball? And like, boom, it's over. And like, now what am I going wrecking ball now? Or am I just going to hang in there and try to keep the band together? You know, I think for a little while here, I mean, they're going to have some guys age out, you know, receivers, Beasley. We saw it with Brown already this past year. So there will be changes, but I feel like the Bills are in a spot here where if they have that kind of year, like if they were to win 12 games this year and somehow lose the Baltimore game, lose in the divisional round, I think you'd be maybe nuts to be calling for sweep, any kind of big changes. It was still a great year, and, you know, it wasn't your day. That's sports. That happens. Like, keep it together and keep going.
Well, that's the Manning Colts for many years. They couldn't. Right. They couldn't get there, and they, you know, they didn't get rid of Peyton Manning or anything, but they were mocked for that, and teams usually respond when that's the case. Like, what, we have to beat them, and the Bills are already drafting to beat Kansas City.
Yep.
You know, like, or even the Ravens. I read a interesting analysis of the defensive lineman the Bills got, and just like quarterbacks that go off script. You know that. Anyway. I love it. It means you're good. This means you're good.
Yeah.
What's good enough is like one playoff win. Is that lame now? But that's not a 2006-07 Sabres jacket you're wearing, because that year, you mentioned it all the time, like that year, yep, you were just sort of anxious the whole season about the Ducks. And right. I don't know, like you make the point all the time that you didn't enjoy that year because of it.
I hated it. I hated it.
So maybe you've learned from that.
Yes, that's the point here for me. And, you know, everyone, you know, you do you. But, that's my perspective on it is definitely shaped by that hockey season for sure.
803-0550 to hear yours. We have Mike Dempsey from Football Diehards coming up. The Jaguars, his team, the Jaguars drafted the guy Bulldog wanted. And so we'll talk about Travis Etienne, among other things. Trevor Lawrence, of course. They'll be an interesting team to watch. And the Bills play the Jaguars November 7th. This year. That's coming up. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
We know that the Buffalo Sabres had lots of trade interest in Sam Reinhardt leading right up to the trade deadline. The return just wasn't worth the value that you get in Sam Reinhardt as a hockey player, as a high character individual. That position hasn't changed from Buffalo's perspective. Are they going to have to pay more in term and maybe a little bit more in AAV to keep this guy happy? That's what we don't know. I suspect, though, that might be the case.
Yes, the Sabres. Darren Dreger on the Instigators WGR earlier today. That time of year we talk about how or why or if it's possible to trade away their best players. That's on Sam Reinhardt. One small point, I think it's small, on this speculation about Eichel. And like, my Twitter was like this today when Darren was on the station, or maybe not then, but it was like, with the Rangers, but they don't want to trade this player, like Lafreniere. With the Kings, maybe, but they don't want to trade this player, Byfield. This idea of the best prospect. And most of my Twitter is like, don't even talk to them then. Just remember one thing. And, you know, those guys who make those points probably know this, but just remember one thing. It's not like the exact 30 best prospects out there are on 30 different teams. The same team could have the two best prospects in the league.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think there should be any sort of attitude about this, which is like, if it's not their best guy, you can't have a conversation. I mean, it depends on who else they've got. Maybe it's possible you could make a trade that you could live with.
Yeah, I think so, but I know, I mean, we'll see how it unfolds. But going in, like I said this early in the week, like I don't want to hear about how you aren't willing to include this guy or that guy. You're talking about Jack Eichel here. And, you know, I know the situation is muddy because of the injury. I really don't think legitimately any player in any team's organization should be off the table if you're talking about trading for that guy, especially guys who just showed up in the league and maybe haven't even played at all, but are, you know, projected to be really good. Like, you're trading for somebody who is ready-made and is going to step into your lineup and be a real contender for the best player on your team, if not flat out the best player on your team. So, you know, you want to make that deal, you're giving up 5 or 6 years of age, you know, with a guy like Byfield or Turcotte's another name, maybe L.A. below Byfield that you could live with. You know, the Rangers... I think, you know, Lafreniere, Adam Fox to me is a very interesting piece there. A little older, you know, he's not a 19-year-old or anything. Defenseman, real, just came on like crazy this year. So there's ways around, I think, at least with those two examples, the perceived top guy. But that's where you should be setting your sights starting out for sure. I don't know. You might not end up there because of the injury.
Right on. Back to football next. Mike Dempsey of Football Diehard. Some fantasy in there, too. This is WGR.